As we wrap up the action here in Mobile, Alabama for the Reese's Senior Bowl, I'm Fran Duffy, joined by NFL Draft Insider Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And we have the South team practice. It is the final team period of the week, and it's a two-minute drill, Tony. It seems like we are in a move-the-field session. Let's look at the offense, and let's talk about NC State quarterback Jacoby Brissett. What have you seen from Brissett so far this week?
Very up and down. Had high hopes for him coming into the week. He looked good early on Tuesday, but he's made a lot of errant throws really today in drills as well as scrimmage. Nice play by him there, sensing the pressure, stepping up, and then just going to the dump-off receiver, Kenyon Drake. You know, Brissett's got that. He's got the physical skills. He's not the tallest guy. He's a better pocket passer than Russell Wilson was at an equivalent time in their career. I just don't know that he's got the overall playmaking skill of Wilson.
Yeah, we saw Brissett step up into the pocket after facing outside pressure on that last play. As he hits the tight end on that play, it looked like it was Jarrell Adams from South Carolina, a guy who's made a number of big-time catches so far today.
Great athlete, really never produced on the football field, was always classified as more athlete than football player. But, you know, he's shown some things in practice today. He's got to translate that into on-the-field production.
As we focus here on the left tackle, and we see him right there, number 62 in the bottom left of your screen. That's LaRaven Clark from Texas Tech, Tony, a guy that I feel has helped himself this week. What are your thoughts on LaRaven Clark?
Yeah, he definitely has. I mean, he played in that wide-open passing offense at Texas Tech. I don't think they stress technique. He's a very good athlete. He's got good size. Two things about him. You know, there are teams that are concerned. Is he going to be able to handle a complex offense, the nuances, the mental instincts of a complex offense? He's also got to worry about his blocking balance. All too often, you've seen it on film. You've seen it here. He overextends. He reaches. He gets too far ahead of himself and gets beat. Looks like he's going up. Is that Daddy Nicholas? Tech, who really struggled this week. I think his stock is dropping. But Nicholas is now coming out of a two-point stance. You see the way Clark is able to get his hands into Nicholas, adjust his body, and just do enough to ride him from his angle of attack around the quarterback.
And now the offense, it looks like they're going to clock the football here again. This is a two-minute drill. Now with 11 seconds on the clock, as we have a flyover overhead. I'm sure you can hear this in your earphones here, but it's 11 seconds left here. It's do-or-die time for this offense of the South squad as they call a field goal and end the period. And that will wrap up the action here from Mobile, Alabama, Ladd Peebles Stadium. Again, I'm Fran Duffy for Tony Pauline. Thanks for watching us here at the Senior Bowl on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.